It's the Year of Shame Challenge.
Hello everybody and welcome to July's Year of Shame 5. This is your host Derek and I'm here with all the cohorts. So we've got everybody has turned up. Linton has come back from his parental leave. And he's back with us now. So say hello guys.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hi.
sounds so enthusiastic.
I know, he does.
I am enthusiastic, yeah. How many
of you
started drinking?
Only two of us drinking tonight.
Yeah, I'm on the tea again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did think that.
Long week.
Looks like we're going to be starting with Trev, aren't we? We're going to be looking at what has been released this month.
Really?
Are we?
Mm. Yeah, certainly, according to the running order, that's what we're going to do.
Thoughts and feelings
always come fucking first.
I know. I'm now questioning the integrity of Steve-O's list at the moment.
I'm pretty sure I put thoughts and feelings on that.
This is his subtle way of calling.
I'm calling him out. Yeah.
So much to fucking do. And let me just check me out. We'll do thoughts and feelings anyway.
Yes, of course we're doing thoughts and feelings because it's always thoughts and feelings. So what I'll do is
Scrabble for the paperwork then.
It's always pays to be prepared, eh?
I'm looking at the email I just sent out and it goes order, intro, Derek, thoughts and feelings. Derek,
right.
What we've missed, Trevor. It's there. Thoughts and feelings is there.
Alright.
I sent it out to everyone.
It's because you've listed.
That's a mug job.
It's because you've listed everybody's roles directly above it. I've not seen order.
Yes, it's not. Yeah, order is below the roles. Look, read down the email. Order is below the roles. Yeah.
Fucking hell. Started early.
Thought I'd get us off to a good start. So, Steve-O, since I have warmed you up, do you want to tell us your thoughts and feelings?
Wound me up more like that. same as last month. I'm feeling quite good about the challenge. To be honest, I don't have any pangs for any of the releases this year. It's like I don't feel as though I've missed anything. So, yeah, I'm even thinking about how to carry on part of the challenge next year. I stupidly thought, yeah, I'm going to do 2 years in a row, but fuck that.
No, that's a bit silly.
I'm all gravy with the challenge. Enjoying it, to be honest.
Okay. What about you, Trev? How's it been for you this month?
Yeah, it's been okay. Same old. I've, a bit like Stephen the Web. You know, I look back at someone sent out a mail, the top games of the year. And I thought, I even forgot about some of them. So, yeah, I'm okay. I think when the next year comes around, I'd have forgotten all about some of those games. I said, oh yeah, I'd be interested in that. They'll have just gone by.
Well, I've been relatively distracted this month, to be honest, because I've dived into my own little hobby. I've been collecting the back issues of 2000 AD.
Yay!
So I've been reading those again.
Good man.
All digital. So I've got all of the Slain and all of the... Well, almost all of the Strontium Dog stuff, which I've been working my way through. So it's about 90 quid's worth of comics I bought in the last...
How do you get on with digital comic then?
There's an intuitiveness to some of the comic book readers where it'll move pane to pane. It'll be able to recognise that. So it will actually... You can zoom in and it will actually move you to the right sections. Some of them work really well. And the one, obviously, 2000 AD one's pretty straightforward, so it's very easy to, you know, follow the action.
I can't do digital. Music, yes, but books, comics, can't do digital. I have to have those bits of paper in my hand. I don't know why.
I quite like it because I travel a lot, so I do a lot of commuting. So typically in the mornings I'll read through one or two of the old comics, Just a couple of the smaller stories. And yeah, no, I quite enjoy having
it. It's not something that's ever really appealed to me to do it that way, because I've always been quite traditional with it. But at the same time, I've never tried it.
Yeah. So I recommend giving it a go, because it's definitely a very easy way to access your collection on the go. So, like I say, I had a 7-hour bus journey, so I demolished. Let's see, 2 whole Strontium Dog sections, so that's what, 500 pages each, something like that. And a couple of the smaller slain ones, so I demolished those, and it was because I was on the bus. I had my phone in my hand and I could access it straight away. See, it's like 40 megabytes for each massive 400 page book.
I use Kindle on the iPad to do it, and I must admit some of them do work and then some of them don't. The frames don't seem to fit. I think some of the Judge Dredd ones were bad for that. They wouldn't fit properly on the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do a bit of both.
It's the ones that flow over 2 pages. You know how they used to do the big, like, top header art piece, where it would go across the top of 2 pages? It gets confused at that quite a lot. So you will read, like, open it in the set page, and you'll read the wrong part of the story first, and then find out you've still been reading the other side at the top. So you get that occasionally, but nothing. Do you know what? I've got it in my pocket. I've got all of them sitting there ready to access whenever I want, so I quite enjoy it.
It sounds better than lugging around 7 hours worth of reading material.
Exactly. So, funnily enough, I've been extremely distracted, so I've not really been paying much attention to anything. I've been trying to ignore most of the big announcements and most of the games that are coming out, so I've just been shying away from it, diving into games that I enjoy. So,
have there actually been any big announcements this month?
I don't know.
I've not paid attention to any news.
Yeah,
it's just
it's so bizarre for me, because usually I'm all over the news. As soon as something's announced, I'm all over it. But I've been like cutting down on my social media. I don't go on Twitter as much as I used to do, because that's where I got a lot of my stuff. I don't go on NeoGAF at all anymore, because I used to hit that up almost daily. It's been bizarre. Basically isolating myself from what I'm used to. What were you learning? How, thoughts and feelings?
Well, I've been much the same, mate, to be honest. With regards to social media, I've taken a big step back from it over the past few months. But on contrary to how I felt previously with the challenge and the reason why I was away for 2 months, I'm feeling a lot more confident about it now and a lot more positive about it. I've managed to play a couple of games over the past sort of few weeks as well, which has sort of got me back into it a little bit. That gaming funk's sort of subsided a little bit. And I feel like you said, I've not paid any attention to any media, not paid any attention to anything that could be released or is going to be released for the rest of the year. And the games that have previously been released, which were tempting me, I've now, the hype's gone, you know, the hype's passed, and I'm more than happy to wait for another 6 months before I even bother looking at any of them. So yeah, I'm feeling a lot more positive than I have been previously.
So I guess that kind of leads us perfectly into what's been released this month, because none of us know. So hopefully Trent does.
It's for July. It's July what we've missed, not August. So I have a list. So, just my eyesight's going fucking worse. Black the Fall on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Sansei the Studios. Sorry,
what's that?
I think if we're going to stop him for every game that we don't know about, Steve-O, this is going to be a long section.
Is it?
Okay.
Is it that dry month?
Right. Okay, fuck it then. I've got 18. I'm sure you've got 19. You've got one fucking squirreled away somewhere. It's a puzzle platformer.
I tried my best this month. Couldn't find anything.
Good. You're escaping a communist sweatshop. Now, I must admit, I did quite like the look of it. Any thoughts? No, because we fuckers don't know what's been going on. I made it. Derelict Fleet. It looks shit, and it really got badly reviewed. Third person, ships fighting shit. Okay. Some shit game called Final Fantasy VII. Don't know anything about it. Never heard of the genre. Not interested.
Final Fantasy VII. Final Fantasy XII.
Oh, yeah, that's right. See, my eyesight is getting fucking worse. Okay, Final Fantasy XII.
Trev.
Like, oh, it's funny you should say Final Fantasy XII, isn't it, Steve? Well, I think you've got something you could say to us.
Is there a story here, Steve?
I think there might be a story here.
Morning. Please remain calm. Some daft bastard has bought a game. I repeat. Some daft bastard has bought a game.
Do you know anything about the game, Steve? Heard of it before?
I have spent my joker. I have purchased Final Fantasy XII, to be honest. And I went for the big balls deep collector's edition. And yeah, it's fucking brilliant. It really is.
I have to admit, I'm envious of you. Because that's one I would have picked up. Because I'm a big Final Fantasy fan as well.
It's so good.
Do you not already own it, though?
Do I not? Yes, I already own it. I have the PS2 version. And I also have a copy of the Japanese International Zodiac Job System version, which I can't play over here. But yeah, I got the Zodiac Age. And it's fucking brilliant. It is so good. Do you want me to go into it more in thoughts in what we've played, or should we just carry on?
Yeah, let me get my shit out of the way, and you can say what you played.
Right, okay.
And orgasm
I'll
about
do it
then.
What we've played.
About the game you already own three times now. That's all right, mate, don't worry. I mean, people that buy multiple games just make me think they're weird.
Oh, yes, that's quite right, Trev. Totally agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I mean, fucking people don't do that. It's just stupid.
No, not normal hunting, people. Normal people.
No, normal people. Fucking hunting simulator. This game just looks shit. It's a hunting simulator. No, not interested. It's on everything.
What,
anyway.
Hunting as in going for a with shooting a deer?
Shooting a deer, yeah. It's I'm betting it does well in Texas this time of year. I just have no idea why they'd even make a fucking game. It's like
I don't think
simulator.
That's for this market, really, is it?
No, no, I am Cryptical, twin stick shooter, dungeon crawler, multiplayer option, Gauntlet-esque. PSN Plus maybe, I'd have picked it up.
Yeah, you remember it.
Minecraft story mode. It's Minecraft. Sort of miss me by. Anyone up for it? Clearly not.
Nah, I had a passing interest in it, and it was fun for a while, but I'm not hardcore like some of these people are.
Minecraft shit. Hate it.
Oh, it takes over people's lives, mate. It really does, that game. It's like crack.
This is another thing I don't get used to. People that allow games to take over their lives, they're also mental. They need to have some sort of clear... Serial Cleaner, 2D stealth action puzzle game. Yeah, a bit like Hotline Miami. I might have punted on that. Apart from that, any thoughts? Given that none of you fucking know what's going on.
Name like Serial Cleaner makes me think it's an OCD simulator.
Yeah. Oh, my wife would love that.
No, I think it's... my wife would be playing it all the fucking time. She's just come in the kitchen to move my fucking wallet because it's not in the right fucking place. People wonder why I'm OCD. I can fucking see her fucking around moving shit that clearly doesn't need to be moved. God. Anyway. I'm in the shit anyway, it doesn't matter. I think it's like a Hitman sort of thing, but might have dropped on it. Yonder, the Cloud Catcher Chronicles. Open world adventure game. Looks pretty, but yeah. Anyone?
Never heard of it.
Fucking. Don't worry, don't you trust me? You've never heard of that one. Buckle up, because fuck me. Moon Hunters, Xbox One. Role-playing game, old styley. Moon disappears, everyone tries to find it, blah blah blah.
So it's literal.
Sounds great.
Moon Hunters.
they
didn't really think much about that name, really.
That's
exactly
what it says on the tin.
What is the game about? It's about these guys hunting the moon. So what should we call it? I don't know, let's call it Moon Hunter. If that had been a Japanese game, that would have been called Kitty Fuck Shit in the Garden. Big white thing missing. But no, some people just don't fucking... Some people just don't fucking try. Oh, this...
No imagination.
Fuck me. I fucking pissed myself laughing when I saw this one. there must be developers out there, you've got to go, what the fuck were you thinking? Conga Master. Guess what it is? It's a conga game. What the fuck have we come to? This is my 11-year-old's at a wedding fucking nightmare. Some old fat woman grabbed me saying, come on, son, we're going to do the conga. Oi, oi. Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, so that was, I buy that just for the nightmares, I think. So no one's up for a conga simulator?
I'm curious what the gameplay mechanics would be now. I really am. Is this first person? VR? Is this third person? Is it VR? I mean, holy crap!
No, it's not VR. It's not first person. I can trust me. I sometimes watch the YouTube clips in the office to try and work out what it is. To some of the amusement of some of the girls who just don't understand what I'm doing, but then they don't understand. I just say something technical to them, and they fucking disappear. Then Lone Echo on PC. This is an Oculus Rift game, sci-fi. You're an android. It sort of looked quite impressive. I think, if I remember it right, I didn't watch it. You're an android supporting other people. Oculus Rift, a bit expensive. Who knows? It looked good. But as we're not all PC gamers, I don't suppose it makes any fucking difference. No. Avon Colony, on everything. Blah, 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 blah. Simulator colony building. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, a bit of tension on this. A bit like SimCity, but colony building. So you don't know what I'm fucking talking about, because none of you know what's going on.
No, I haven't heard of it.
I haven't heard of it, but it sounds like a sort of game I would actually be interested in. World building stuff, I quite like that.
Okay, the next one on the list is Cyber Complex, Deus Ex rip-off. No fucking way, because it looks shit when I had the book. And it's on the Xbox One as well. Not that that makes it shit. It's just it was on the Xbox One only. Fable Fortune. Collectible card game. No idea.
Fable Fortune.
Collectible card game.
Is that what's happened to Fable now? It's gone to a card game.
Well, everyone does it.
Is it based on Fable?
Yeah, I think it is.
All right.
Well, everyone does it. I mean, Skyrim has its card game for Elder Scrolls.
I've got that installed. I was actually going to talk about that in Pale of Progress, to be honest.
Yeah, Skyrim one's quite good.
That got Skyrim released on
Legends.
Android.
Elder Scrolls Legends.
Yeah. Got released on Android 2 weeks ago. And I downloaded that. Yeah. I've been playing that quite a bit.
But at least Elder Scrolls is still releasing AAA titles.
Yeah.
It's just sort of stopped.
It's kind of a dead IP now, isn't it?
It's a shame.
I enjoyed them.
Fable 2 is one of my favourite games ever.
I've got to ask then, Trev, what is that Fable game you're talking about? Is it pay? Or is it like a free-to-play sort of thing?
Oh, now you want fucking details.
I do, you know what?
Well, do you know what? I don't fucking have them because I had no idea and was not interested in it. Therefore, I didn't waste my fucking time. There's always a thing, Jim. I don't give a shit. I don't do anything. However, good you to think that. How about Fortnite? Now, I had a look at this because Survivor Tower, defensive sort of game, zombie-ish, fort building, nice atmosphere, nice animation, multiplayer. I probably would have dropped on it, but who'd paid early access and then it's free to play later? What the fuck is that about?
That's common. That's quite common now, actually. I think offensive.
But why would I do that?
Early access?
Why would I pay for early access for a game I can get free?
It gives you a load of bonus things and it gives you an edge on people that are going to be coming into the game later.
What's pissed me off about it is they've released the free-to-play client. So they don't advertise this. You download it thinking, oh yeah, you can actually play it. And then you log on and it's asking you to insert your keys and everything, and don't fucking release the free-to-play client if you're not allowing people to play free-to-play. Just the paid early access to download, and then you don't get people's hopes up. So yeah, I'm a bit annoyed with Fortnite. So fuck off. I'm not even going to play it free-to-play now.
So when is the free to play released? Anyone there?
I think it's January.
January.
So it'll be
released to pay for very early access then.
Yeah, you get six months.
It's not like it's a week.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't see what advantage it gives to you.
I'm looking up
that Fable Fortune now as well. I don't know if it's going to be free to play, but it's another one. £10 to pay for early access. So, yeah, that can fuck off as well. It's just, I don't like it. Right,
okay.
Anyway, sorry, Joe.
I just found it a weird concept, and I probably because I don't play games like that, I just didn't think anything of it.
The closest approximation I've been told is it Brutal Legend? That old...
Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite, the game. The closest I've had it associated is Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend, is that the one, the Jack Black?
Jack Black one, yeah. Because it had the same gameplay hooks that this has got in it. You've got a 3D action adventure world, base building, and like basically tower defence, whilst you can actually fight in the battles. So it's a bit Dynasty Warriors, a bit RTS. It's quite cool. So that's what Fortnite is meant to be.
Just to chuck my three penny thing, it looked like Fallout 3 building settlements with Minecraft attached to it.
Yeah.
That's how I viewed it.
So do we have anything else on
that? Yeah, that's why I thought, ooh. And it looked like it built better than trying to build Fallout 4. Yeah.
Well, like I say, the good thing is, come January, it'll be free to play anyway. So, you know. Nah, no skin off, man.
And everyone else playing it
will be level 100 and something, and we'll be coming in as noobs because they've paid early access.
Yeah,
fuck them. If they want to have a go at me, I'll just call them a cunt and just keep fucking going.
You won't be the only one.
I'll run up behind them and smack them in the back of the head with a pickaxe while they're not looking.
Yeah, there'll be other people who'll pick it up when it's free to play, when it launches free to play, so it's not like it's just going to be. You know, us.
I dare say in this community, there's a lot of other guys that go, fuck that.
Exactly. I don't think Steve-O's response to that is exactly non-typical. I think a lot of our community feel the same.
If one of us was an 11-year-old child, we'd probably have a different thing, but given that we would never have an 11-year-old child on the program, it doesn't matter. So anyway, what's next? Big Retro Enhanced, arcade-style shoot-em-up. I tell you what it reminded me of. Wipeout, because that's what I looked at the video of it. No, not for me. Anyway, it's on the Xbox, so Xbox One, so I wouldn't get it anyway. It had a really, really classy description. When I looked at it, I thought, it was stealth, arcade style, blah, blah, blah. I thought, there's fuck all stealth in this, mate. You're driving up a track, shooting shit. So, no. Infinite Mini Golf by Zen Studios. It's golf on a mini. It's just like Holidays at Great Yarmouth with your family. Brings me back to the Conga fucking thing again. Never going to buy it. Though I do like Zen Studios. Anyone interested in playing miniature golf on a PS4? No. Fucking games like this shouldn't fucking exist. You can get it on the Switch, though. So the six-year-olds can enjoy it. Cha-ching. And the last one on my list is Pyre. It's an RPG. I had a look at it. It's not for me. Super Giant Games.
Yeah, I've not had a look at it, but I do like Bastion and that other one that's on my pile. Yes. That I've not finished. But yeah, I need to look at it.
The list is finished. So Steve, you don't have it.
Oh, he has.
Oh, no, I forgot one.
I just remembered one. I don't think it was on the list. It's not on the list, though. And I don't know if it's actually genuine.
I've just checked with the list behind my back, so I can't even fucking go and check now. Go on.
Well, it's not. It's not on the list, because I download the same list as you. Look at it.
And then you go and spend a whole week, a whole month, fucking looking to see what's not on that list.
Yes,
you
I
need
do.
To get a fucking life, man.
I do.
Yes. I almost drunk my fucking ashtray by accident then.
You're that angry.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was released this month. Orcs Must Die Unchained.
Oh yes. No, you're right. I did see Hunter VP speaking about this going free.
Me and him were playing it this month. It is a genuine free to play thing. I think it's more of a like a lane tower defense thing.
I played the first one,
but so it's actually really good. Yeah,
so give it a try. I saw Pete put it down, and I think I may have drunkenly downloaded it, but yeah, got round to it.
It's quite a fun game to play.
Is it tower defense then?
Yeah, it's tower defense.
Oh shit! And there's other stuff attached to the back of the notes.
Shall we move on to Pile Progress? So, we'll start with you, Lynn, because you said you've had the chance to play some games, so I'd like to hear what you've been doing.
Yeah, so first of all, I received my gift for the year.
Morning. Please remain calm. Some daft bastard has bought a game. I repeat,
another classic.
Some daft bastard has bought a game.
What did you receive as your gift?
Mass Effect Andromeda.
Have you enjoyed it?
Someone give you that as a gift?
Yeah. Well, I asked for it. And in all honesty, I've not really played it a lot. It wasn't in the right frame of mind, and it is a bit buggy. So I'm waiting for like a good patch to come out and for people to say it's okay now. I don't normally make a big deal out of aesthetics, but they are off-putting, if I'm completely honest with you. So for you guys who would want to play it now, missing out on it, I don't think it's such a bad thing, because come January, hopefully they will have patched it pretty majorly, and it will be worth playing then, because... So it is off-putting. It's not major, but it is off-putting. And Mass Effect's all about the story, isn't it? And the interaction between you and the other characters. It just takes it out of it.
I've got to ask, I mean, now that we're most of the way through the year, which one of you guys are actually going to pick this up when the challenge is over?
Mass Effect.
I will. Yeah.
I don't think I would have done. If I hadn't received it, I'm not sure I would have done, you know.
Really?
It's not Mass Effect to me. It's not like my nostalgic memory of Mass Effect 1, 2 and 3 has sort of been tainted a little bit by it.
Actually,
I'll correct that. If the trilogy comes out on PS4, I'll buy that, and I'll never buy Andromeda. I'll play, because I got to play on the two and three, but I've never been able to play 1, 2, and 3 because I don't think 1 came out on the PlayStation.
It came out as
a trilogy, didn't it?
As a trilogy on PS3, but it was very limited. It's like rocking horse shit to get. I think
it's on my Amazon wish list for the PC. It's at £16, and I sit there every day looking at it. It's probably gone now. And I'm just sitting there going, no, who would know if I bought it on the PC? No one checks the PC, Trevor. Yes, my pretty. I know they won't. Shut up. Fucking leave me alone. Get behind me. No, but I know that. You're probably right. I probably talked myself out of it by the end of the year. Because, as I say, I looked at this list of, someone put on Facebook, list of top 10 games, and I thought, oh yeah, I remember that coming out. I thought that'd be exciting. But today, couldn't give a shit.
So that failed to get me out of this funk. I fired up XCOM 2, and that failed to get me out of the funk as well. Not like I've binned it, I will go back to it, just wasn't in the mood to play it. I fired up Diablo 3. And Diablo 3, I have got the bug. I have literally got the bug, and it's been almost every night I wanted to play. And it's just easy to play, isn't it? You just fire it up and just let it flow, and I've just really been enjoying it. Yeah, I can't say a lot about it.
It's Diablo 3. Diablo. I see it as like a Space Invaders kind of game. You go in, you just kill lots of things, you collect your loot, and you're probably doing the same things over and over again, but It's just well, essentially such just an holding easy, the button, relaxing. Aren't you? Yeah.
So no, you can do more than that.
Yeah.
You can do more than that.
What level? I'm on level 40 odd at the moment, and I'm a monk.
40, child.
I've got did you buy the additional character? Because I mean, that's kind of why the hype's been building about it, is the new character that came out. Did you buy that as well?
I haven't paid for anything. I just fired the game up and started playing for the story. I'm just doing what it's telling me to do at the moment.
I tell you what, Linton. I'll gift you the Necromancer DLC, because you play the Necromancer, it's like running through toddlers with a fucking baseball bat.
analogy, actually.
It's all the corpses can get thrown at them, and I use it with spikes, and you start a chain reaction that you start to kill what's in front of you, and they turn into corpses, and before you know, I've literally sat there, and within seconds you've got 84 kills, and it's a and all the screen is just full of these spikes flying from the air going, oh yeah, I am, my work is done here, bring on some more minions, you motherfuckers. Whereas I'll get it when I play, because I might have been playing Diablo 3.
Glad you're enjoying Diablo 3.
Seems to be a lot of love in the room for Diablo 3 at the moment. So
it's just a nice, easy pick up and play, and it's just what I needed, and it's just what I need at the moment. Just doesn't take too much brain power. Just pick it up and I can literally just turn it off when I need to, and I can be back exactly where I was before. So that's the reason I'm enjoying that at the moment.
So Trev, what about yourself? What have you been playing this month?
Okay, I have an illness. You know, last month I said Fallout 4 I'm done with.
Mm-hmm.
So
you started a new character, haven't you?
Yeah. Because I remembered there were the mods for it. So I downloaded quite a few mods, and I started Fallout 4 again in hardcore mode, in survival mode, then realised I needed to have something to talk about. So I did play Spy Chameleon on PS4. I got the Vita out, PS4. Yeah, it's not bad. Killing Floor 2, PSN Plus game. Fucking bullshit, not for me. And then I played Diablo 3 Necromancer and completed it this morning, and was almost late for work. I always arrive between an hour and 30 minutes before everyone else, but I arrived on time for once for work, which people looked at me weird that they were. I was walking in the office at 9 and thought, yeah.
Well, so seeing as how Trev's been talking about it, and I believe that's all you've been playing this month, isn't it?
And Fallout 4. I bounced through some other shit.
Wait, I think we know all about Fallout 4. But I'll just say I've also
I will say that the mods on Fallout 4, some of them are really fucking cool. I just found one tonight, maybe, where you can expand your settlements. So you know you take over Jamaica, whatever it is, and it's only that little building.
Jamaica Plains.
You take over the you can take over the entire fucking Jamaica Plains itself. So all those other buildings that you can, because they're all stuck in it, you can take over the entire town. The mods are really fucking good. Some of them are shit, but some of them are good. Anyway, I'll shut up now. I won't mention Fallout 4 again.
We won't mention that game.
Maybe
that,
for another two or three again. Months. Oh, okay. Yeah. And while we're talking about things I did buy, I may have bought the Fallout 4 exclusive loot crates. May have.
So funnily enough, this month I haven't been playing Fallout 4. But I have been playing Diablo. I finally fucking got out there. Hurrah! I bought the Necromancer DLC as well. And I've been playing through the character in hardcore mode. So I think I'm Torment 2 at the moment. But this is always the thing. It's always kind of that wary moment. Because any slip of the button, and you could be fucked.
Especially on hardcore,
and that's it. Character's gone. So I'm taking it slow and steady, because I want to build her up to a decent level to see what she can actually do. But I regret my choice of going hardcore, to be honest. I think I would rather have gone...
Permadeath.
Yeah, I've got four hardcore characters. So few of them have already gone 70 plus, so I had a few extra little points to place into her to give her that little bit of protection. So I'm fairly confident she's a bit robust for hardcore, but there's always that niggle at the back of your mind when you're playing a hardcore character. It's like, don't make a mistake, don't fuck us up, because if you do, it's gone. So I think I'm actually thinking of starting to play through it again this season, because I tried last season, didn't actually get into it till the very end, so I missed most of it. But I might jump in and try that again. The only other thing I've really been playing is Assassin's Creed, funnily enough. I booted up Syndicate. See, I've got the statue and everything, because I actually bought the collector's edition, and I've never played the fucking game. I had two copies at one point, on the same platform, not on different platforms, on the same platform, both of them sealed, because people kept buying me it for a gift, because they knew I liked my Assassin's Creed. So yeah, I booted that up, and do you know what? I absolutely love it. I love the whole time period. The characters are, well, one of them is annoying as fuck, but one of them is quite interesting. And yeah, I just think it's a fantastic game. I've just stumbled on the...
Remind me what one Syndicate is.
It's the one with the Cockney geezers.
It's all London, but it's really, really good. Building up the gangs and taking over areas and assassinating Templars. It's quite enjoyable.
I've heard many people say they haven't enjoyed Syndicate.
Yeah, well, this is it. It seems to be a definite step up from Unity, which was, let's be brutally honest, a pile of wank when it was released. I've been enjoying that. I've just got to the glyph section, where I get taken into World War II, so you're at London during the Blitz, which is really cool. Yeah, some really cool sections in it.
This is in Syndicate,
mate. Yeah. Oh. yep. See, I knew that would get him.
Well, you know, gamers are gamers, you know. Linton, there are people out there who apparently don't appreciate Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Who, I must admit, I just fucking wasted his money. I didn't realise it went to that level. Okay, maybe next year when it's cheap.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I've not finished it yet.
What am I talking about? I fired up Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry because I thought it was new, and then realised I played this. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. So I'll report back, because I'll have it finished by next month, and I'll let you know how I got on with it. But I'm certainly enjoying it anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
I think I'm in quite a happy place with Assassin's Creed, where I'm willing to wait a year to play the iteration that's coming out, because I'm playing Syndicate now, and the next one's just about to come out. So I'm quite happy to wait a year and pick it up for £15 next year and just play it then, because it's not really a multiplayer focused game, so it's one I can enjoy on my own without having to worry about too many spoilers. So, yes. Yeah.
Something I've noticed with Assassin's Creed games as well recently is the value plummets very, very fast.
Yeah, it's because the yearly iterations, that's why. Yeah, they pump one every year. It's like FIFA and COD. Yeah, it's just...
And you can almost guarantee there'll be some major bugs and glitches on release. So it'll take them a couple of months to get it. Patched and stable.
I think they did all right with Syndicate. There were a few bugs seen, but it wasn't as bad as Unity. And I know Watch Dogs 2, they absolutely hammered that in testing before they released it. So that was testing for weeks and weeks and weeks for the final release.
Well, give us an update, because as long as it doesn't have too much of that shit going back to the real world crap, I might... If they got rid of that for an Assassin's Creed, I would just love the game.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. After each chapter, you do have a short cutscene back in the regular time, where they're interacting with the Templars during the real time. But yeah, shit. To be honest with you, Trev, I totally agree with you on that. I can't stand the future stuff. It's just fucking pish. But, it's so badly accurate.
Because I came to the game late, because I heard it on the phone. Yeah, I picked it up cheap. And then I thought, when it started in the future, I went, what the fuck is this all about? Actually, I'm going to buy the film for the missus because she keeps seeing clips. And she says, oh, can we watch this? I went, yeah, okay, we can watch this. People didn't like
you know
it.
I'm going to make a statement here, and I think some of our community will agree and some won't. But as far as I'm concerned, Desmond Miles to Assassin's Creed is as Jar Jar as to Star Wars. As far as I'm concerned, he is the crux of why the games both are great and suck at the same time. So other than that, I've just been playing mobile gaming, so Elder Scrolls card game. Obviously I downloaded that and I've been playing that quite a bit. Legends. So what about you, Steve-o? Anything new on your plate this month?
Is it bollocks?
Fuck me. I've forgotten he hadn't spoken. Shit, I'll shut up now.
Hasn't spoken yet.
What have you been playing, Stephen?
Well, let's start. I have done a little bit of co-op gaming with Pete, playing Night on Orcs Must Die. That's a really good free-to-play game. Dip in, kind of dip out kind of thing. So yeah, recommend you play that.
Is it only a co-op game?
No, you can play it on. You can play it on your own. It's okay, up to three people co-op online, but you can do it all on your own if you want. So yeah, just give it a whirl. It's free to play. If you don't like it, delete it. That's all.
I don't delete anything.
The only other things I've played, Diablo 3, as ever. I've
Diablo 3. I'm not aware of this game. What's Diablo 3 about?
I did get the Necromancer DLC, and I, like Trev, level 70 on it, but I have also got all the trophies for that, so I'm back to being 100% on all the trophies for Diablo 3.
Fuck, mate. Now, do you know what? I always fail to do this. I forget to check the trophies before you do it, yes. Which means I have to go back. So, some of those trophies are fucking weird. And I can understand how they're played. So you managed to think about stripping the Skeleton King skeleton out of him whilst playing him with that
piece of piss. He's done that, that's really easy.
I can guess it's a piece of piss.
You just need to trigger the bone armour once around him and it pulls stuff off and you get the trophy for it.
But you have to think that you have to select that bone armour. No, it just doesn't work that way. So, hold on a second, then. You've 100%ed it. So, one of those fucking irritating trophies is breaking 50 fucking containers in, what, so many seconds. Where did you fucking find the place you could break all those? Or maybe this is an offline conversation.
Hell,
I think
this might be an offline conversation, because I'm nearly 100%. I think I've got treasure
you
goblins,
motherfuckers.
Treasure goblins, and what do you call it? 500 bounties. I think I'm at 377 on that at the moment. And now, obviously, the new stuff with the Necromancer DLC. I've got most of those. I think the one I'm really not looking forward to is damage Diablo on Diablo's shadow form with one of your clone things. Whilst below 10% or something like that. There's a couple of really fucking weird ones that I'm
missing.
But just quickly to Linton, the treasure goblins, they are a fucking nightmare. Do not, just because you see one giggling, don't run after the fucking thing, because it leads you deliberately into other fucking things. Yeah. And before you know it, you've chased it, and there's 200 motherfuckers chasing it. Oh my god, I've chased this fucking thing. It's escaped from its portal, and now you turn around and thinking, cunt. Why did I chase this motherfucker?
Gold in the back.
But I tell you what, if you're playing Necromancer, they're a fucking ass to kill, because you just shoot them. But if you're playing any of them, and you start to run after them, you run through a whole lot of things, and think, I'll ignore that, and before you know it, you've got it cornered, you've turned around to sort of that, it's jumped through, and every fucking motherfucker
in
the field
though,
is coming.
I think Lynn will be alright, because you're playing a monk, aren't you?
Yes, right.
Yeah, so if he's got that pull ability, where he does a kick spin and pulls everything into closer range, and then does AoE, That destroys those treasure demons, mate. Absolutely decimates them.
I played with the monk early on, so I can't get on with the monk. This will turn into the Diablo 3 podcast. I can't get on with the monk.
I've not just stopped there with 100% in the trophies. I have on my Necromancer, got all four sets of the all sets of the Necromancer armor. So that's all four of the
unique sets. Yeah.
How'd you get the uniques?
They're the green drops. But anyway, yes, I've also started a seasonal character. I put a vote out onto the community what I'm going to run with. So I've started up a monk as well. And that's now at level 40. I've probably put another, in this month alone, I've probably put another 50 to 60 hours in Diablo 3. And this is on top of, right? So yeah, no more Diablo 3. Right?
Yeah.
Because.
There will be later.
I got my Joker.
Yeah.
And that is Final Fantasy 12, Zodiac Age. It's fucking brilliant. It is just, it's the Final Fantasy I wanted. 15 can go suck balls. This is just, it's just
amazing. Have you actually played it before? Have you completed it before?
No, I've never, I had it. I played probably 20 minutes of it. Because I didn't pick it up at the time, I'd already transitioned over from a PS2 to the 360 when it came out.
Right.
And I wasn't really into Final Fantasy then, that I didn't pick it up until about 6 years ago. I got a second-hand copy, and I only played about 20 minutes. So I'd never actually completed it, but I'm probably 50 hours in on it. I'm about 70% of the way through the main storyline.
So I've got to ask, because this game came out before a lot of the stuff we have with social media and everything before, and it got a lot of bad press, Final Fantasy XII, when it was first out, for being a badly written game and the game mechanics being too action-oriented. What do you actually think of the Gambit system that they introduced in that?
It's brilliant. It is just fucking brilliant. You can... It does seem a bit action orientated, but if you like 15, you can play it in wait mode, so you can select your actions, whatever you can individually assign, whatever you want on your character, or even determine what they are for the other characters. But the Gambit system is like a mini macro thing. You determine a target and action. You've got up to about 12 gambits per character, so you can set up a whole different set of scenarios for them, and you just let them go.
Yep.
So you're using your main character, and you've got a dedicated healer in the background that as soon as anyone drops below 50%, requires cure on them. So you're not having to worry as much, and it makes the grind a lot easier, because you could set it up in such a way that you're just running around doing no input. The mechanic then is that you're managing your gambits.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the situation you're in. So you go to a new area, you suddenly got no enemies susceptible to fire or ice. You've got water susceptible ones. You have to change your gambits up a bit then, and I'm actually really enjoying it.
I'm glad
really
to hear it.
Enjoying it.
I mean, I know you've been talking about it since the start of the year, obviously. This being stuck in as your Joker regardless. So yeah. I'm really glad you're enjoying it, because I always thought it was underappreciated. Final Fantasy.
It was, because I think it came out at the wrong time. It came out right at the very end of PS2's.
That's right.
And kind of mainstream life cycle.
See, that's where it's different for you and me. You went to 360, whereas I went to PS3.
Yeah.
And PS3 initially had a backwards compatibility, where you could play the PS2 games and the PS3. And I was probably about 100 odd hours into Final Fantasy XII when I upgraded to the PS3. And I tried to play it backwards compatible, and it looked like dog shit. It was fucking awful. So I gave up. So I never actually got to finish the full thing.
Zodiac Age is quite nice. It's not you can tell it's a HD upped game, but it's not like Final Fantasy X HD remake in that they just basically upscaled everything. There are a few things, you know, the facial animations are a lot better in it. character detail is a lot higher. But you can tell it's, to be honest, I don't really give a fuck. It's
the issue that the PSD had is it couldn't handle the frame rate of it, so it's stuttery. So is that still something that if it's built on top?
Because they've rebuilt the engine underneath it. Apart from the gone overboard on the graphics, but they've pretty much rebuilt a lot of the stuff underneath to make it run really well on the PS4. It reminds me a lot of Final Fantasy 14. It's just got that whole atmosphere and vibe of 14, the environments, and the whole Evil East reminds me a lot of Eorzea.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the 14 thing, and the music's very similar, and it's fucking brilliant.
So, happy
I'm probably
going to
be putting in at least another 100 hours in there when I get, I'm going to carry on playing this for another couple of months.
So, as far as you're concerned, Joker well spent.
Yeah, it was 190 quid well spent.
How much?
I got the collector's edition.
Okay, that's okay.
But the thing is, with it's a Square Enix collector's edition, and they are expensive.
But they are
good quality.
Do you know what? I've said this time and time again. The amount of money we've saved for not buying games, if we were to buy the most elite edition of our Joker or our gift, it would still not even add up to what we've saved.
End of the day,
if you're going to get your Joker, go big or go home. You know, it's like, you may as well just go for it.
Fair play, dude. Fair play.
That's endemic of the guys that take this challenge and actually record for the challenge. We all know that we're collecting edition guys. We all know that all Fallout 4s, I have the collector's editions. Witcher 3, I have the collector's editions. We're not spending £50, $50 on a game. My collector's edition, I think, for Witcher 3, because of import tax, probably cost me nearly $340 to get. We're serious gamers with, unfortunately, a serious OCD. I need to collect everything. That's why I've got the loot crates for... Well, there's a whole pile of boxes with Fallout 4 and Fallout shit. We're not sort of the gamers who buy a FIFA and maybe a Call of Duty a year. If we buy a game, we go fucking big. I bought the new game. It cost me £25. What did you buy? I bought the collector's editions with the art book and everything. Yes, it cost me about 150 quid. Why would you buy that? Because I love that game and I'm a collector of that genre. I will buy everything for that game. So, to be honest with you...
I did also put it on top of the game as well. You'd also get the guide. So, yeah. That's going in my collection of collector's edition guides. So, yeah. Well, it's Final Fantasy Dark.
Yeah.
I've not actually used it. Well, actually, no. It's been quite good for choosing my jobs because the job system on it is...
It's pretty complex. Yeah.
Well, it's even more so on this because on version that you would have played, Derek.
Yeah.
You got the job and license boards, and anyone could take on every job.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Zodiac Age, you've got 12 jobs. And each character is locked into two of them. So you've got to really choose wisely what you're doing. It's fun. Anyway. That's me.
Enough about Jokers. So this month, there was no community questions because we were running a bit late, mainly due to other reasons, so we wanted to keep this one a bit shorter, so Steve-O doesn't have a breakdown. But we will be putting out the questions next month, so we'll be back on track then. So I've got a question.
If someone asked you for five games they should have in their library, what would those five games
be? Difficult. Steve, I'll open this one to you.
easy enough. Jesus. I can do at least one. Diablo 3. One's got to play Diablo 3. Or a Diablo... Well, no, Diablo 3. I would say any Diablo, but 3's and very accessible. Streets of Rage 2 is the best 2D side-scrolling beat-em-up you can get. A Fallout, either 3 or 4. Or Skyrim, depending on what genre you're into. If you're very sci-fi, go for Fallout. If you're more high fantasy, go for your Elder Scrolls, but at least one of them. A JRPG of some kind. See, personally, I'd go for a Final Fantasy 7, 10, or 12. But as I say, any JRPG, I think you've got to have one in there just to experience the nuttiness of them. Batman Arkham City.
Really, City?
Batman Arkham City or Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, I've seen
Arkham Asylum.
I can back you with Asylum. I couldn't back you with City.
Yeah.
So, Trev, this question came to you, so we'll give Linton a little bit more time to think. What would you pick, Trev?
What would I pick? Well, obviously, yeah. Fallout.
Well, yeah.
I would also pick a Half-Life.
Mm.
Any one of them. This was my first big introduction to online gaming. Have you ever played Half-Life with the guys? And it was pretty, where they, you know, you got the instant kill with the grav weapon. I once played a game for a day where guys were just killing each other with toilets. Fucking hilarious. Absolutely. And if that comes on and we can get a midlife gamer community where you can just get on together and it's only environmental kills, it's hilarious when you see someone's been killed by a toilet. So I said Fallout, I said Half-Life. I'd say GTA 5 is a good one, or any of the GTAs. Fuck me, even though I asked this question, now I'm struggling because it's late. Hey, just for weirdness, any Senua Kagura game, because Jesus Christ, your brain is just going to go weird after that. You'll never see the world properly after that. I said Diablo, no, Diablo 3 would be another one. If you haven't played a Diablo game, Diablo 3 is more accessible. I've had played all the other Diablos. But Diablo 3, it is just... If you don't have that in your library, you are missing out on some great fucking fun.
Yeah. See, for myself, I would have to also put a vote in for Diablo. But personally, I would actually vote Diablo 2. Don't get me wrong, but the reason I say that is because Diablo 1 was very basic. Diablo 3 is really polished, but it was Diablo 2 that cracked the formula.
For me,
Diablo 2 is that the game that changed the direction of the series and made it what Diablo 3 would exist without Diablo 2. It's as simple as that, because they broke the formula then.
Yeah, well, we didn't mention Fallout 1 and 2.
Well, see, funnily enough, my second choice would actually be Fallout 2. That top-down isometric RPG.
Really?
Yes, very much so. I thought Fallout 2 had more depth to it. The first Fallout's amazing. Fallout 2 has a lot of depth.
Yeah.
Fallout 3 was rejected by a lot of people because it was so far removed from the original Fallouts. You had all the other shit, like Tactics and that crappy Xbox 360 one that came out as well. From Fallout,
the Brotherhood of Steel one.
Was it Brotherhood of Steel?
Yeah.
There was a Brotherhood of Steel
yeah,
type one.
Yeah, it was a crappy third person shooter.
Yeah.
I've played them all.
I've got them all, but by the time Fallout 3 came out, I'd already fallen in love with the world and what the story was about. So yeah, I've tried to play them again. Fallout 1, Fallout 2. In this modern day, I don't think people will pull up with that. Sort of game.
Well, yeah, that's very true, but in fact, this is my list, so I pick whatever the hell I want.
You're right.
Yeah, but going from one side of it to the other, I would actually then say Skyrim. I wouldn't vote Oblivion, which is, well, no, it's not my favourite, is it? I think Morrowind's actually my favourite. But I would vote for Skyrim because they just got to the point where it's just such a large, enjoyable world that you would get a lot out of it, more than you would now going back to Oblivion or going back to Morrowind, which is your argument for Fallout, Trev. I make the same argument for Elder Scrolls. It's I think the most up-to-date one is probably the more enjoyable for me.
What do you play it on? Do you play Skyrim on the PlayStation?
Pick your platform. I've got all of them.
Do you?
He's buying a Switch.
I must. Switch.
Yeah.
What? Don't fucking start me on that, because I know where this fucking story goes about the Switch.
And I think I'm going to go old school with my last two, though. Choice. So I think I'm going to go old school with my last two. So I'm going to go back retro. And I'm going to say Rick Dangerous 2, action platformer. Oh. Fucking amazing game. It's still ingrained in my memory, that game. So I would recommend that. And I'm going to go for an outside one here, which is Rings of Power for the Mega Drive, which is one of the first Naughty Dog games. So the guys that did Uncharted, they made a Western RPG isometric game on the Mega Drive that was absolutely amazing. But at the time when I was at school, I was the only person that owned it or had it, because it was an import. Back in the days when imports were just fucking, you know, rocking horse shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my five. So Linton, what about yourself?
Well, you know me. I'm all about retro. I'll try and go through one from each sort of generation if I can. My first one would be Super Mario World, and then I'd go on to Resident Evil, but the GameCube remake of Resident Evil.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I've got to have a GTA in there, so I'm going to say GTA Vice City.
Soundtrack. Oh, best soundtrack I've ever heard.
Yeah, brilliant.
Best radio.
Vandal Hearts from the PS1. Still to this day the best grid based strategy game ever made, and current gen would be The Last of Us.
That's a very nice
I forgot that's one.
I like how the fact is we all agree with each other's lists, but we all had very different lists there. So, if you know any good therapists, you can email us at yoschallenge5@gmail.com. So, if you want to get hold of us on Twitter, guys, you can get Trev here at TrevDXB. And you can get myself at a Digital Pariah. You can get Sam
whoa. Can I just put a caveat on that? Can the girls who keep sending me the Twitter connections where you don't have any media and all your links is to some sex site... Stop fucking making friends with me on Twitter, because clearly I'm a middle-aged man that plays games. I'm actually married. If I wanted to masturbate, I could find a free site. Stop sending me your fucking Twitter connections, because clearly you're not interested in my PS4 connection that I just got a trophy on fucking Diablo. What the fuck are you thinking, women? Get over it. Sorry. I've had a lot of them this week, trust me. It fucking irritates
me. It's a big Diablo fan, that's all.
Do you know what? If any of them did listen to the show, we've just lost five audience members.
I can tell you what, Derek, there's a lot more than five of them. And I'm thinking, well, I've just posted this trophy and you want to follow me. And then you look at them thinking, what the fuck is... Oh, your tits. Yeah, great. I'm not a 13-year-old boy. I've actually seen tits and a vagina for real in life. I don't have to fucking really Google one. So get over it. And trust me, if I turned up at your fucking site, you'd be fucking depraved. Anyway, sorry. I didn't realise we were ending. I didn't know we were wrapping up. But hey, you just wrap up now, Derek, and I'll just sit here Hey, I'm just, you know, yeah, I could work on local radio out here. Trust me, you
want to
hear them.
If you want to get in touch with Sam, he's at Linton_86, and Steve-O is at Steve-O-A-76. If you want to get in touch with us directly on our Twitter group, you can contact us at YOSChallenge5, and we're also on Facebook on YOSChallenge5 2017. So I think all that's left to do is thank the guys for coming on, and Trev, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Always.
Do I stop recording now?
No, wait a minute, we haven't actually said
I know that's yet, it, so yeah.
Oh, haven't we?
Oh dear, yeah. So
fuck,
funnily enough, all that's left to do is for everyone to say goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Next month. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye, guys. How you doing? Have a good one. All the rest of the shit will be cut out by the time you hear this. To catch up, so she doesn't fucking moan.
It's decent.
I can hear her laughing out there, because trust me, Filipino laugh, it's like the witches of Eastwick fucking coming through the room. There's some sort of evil spirit fucking driven up there. Six banshees are coming through it. That sort of laughter. Oh, Redemption 2, when it comes out in next year, fuck me. I'm out of the fucking zone, man. That is going to be one big motherfucking collector's edition, because I've saved my money by not buying...
It's just going to be a cowboy hat, though, Jeff.
No, it's a pair of chaps. A pair of leather chaps.
And I'll wear them.
A rock star chair of badge.
And I'll wear them at EGX 2018. I'll come in with my chaps on, my ass hanging out. It'll look like a gay club. You'll have to keep...
See, chaps in a rusty sheriff's badge.
Yeah, my rusty sheriff's badge.
Before you go on, going back to OCDs, this is the bad one.
I don't have OCD.
picked up some Lego the other week, and my OCD, and it's bad. You know, you're going through doing the whole thing. It got that bad. Do you know on each of the little dimples there's the Lego symbol or the Lego brand logo?
Yeah.
I was making sure they were all lined up in exactly the same direction when I was putting the bricks together. It was winding me up not having them in the same direction, all facing the same way. Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
Is that even possible though, Steve?
Well, you've got some that are at 90 degrees, but as long as they're like... They are all the ones that are pointing one way or one the same direction. All the ones going the other way are the same direction. I was fine with that, you know, because some you just can't. But yeah, I couldn't have them all over the place going. Oh, yeah.
If it tells me to.
Oh no! Don't do that.
Dum 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 dum. There you go, son. There's your aeroplane.
We don't have to put them all the same colour.
If ever any of us go to Steve's house, we just delve into the
Lego.
Just switch one round randomly and tell him you've done it, but don't tell him where it is.
See, that'd be heaven for me, though. It means I can break it all up and restart again.
Even better, get someone to make some Lego with you where they're deliberately the wrong way. Just put the logo...
Oh, I had to do that with my kids.
Degrees, so they can't fucking fit. No, the guys used to do that when I used to drink, the guys used to fucking do that. I always used to have an ashtray with a cross on it, and I used to put a napkin down that had been divided in four, and the crosses went on the napkin, and it'd be always beer on the left, napkin on the fuckers would move it so it was out of way, and just because they knew it might just turn me look out the way. Let's just carry on again, because yonder Cloud Catcher Chronicles merge game, open world adventure game, looks pretty but not for me. And clearly you can't hear a word I'm fucking saying.
It's just
Steve. Steve, I was worried that you had a stroke or something at that moment, because you like, you just passed out.
There's a difference between us laughing because we can't hear you, Trev, and us listening intently.
The only people that look like that to me is when I talk to customers when I have to pay attention. I'm not used to you guys actually pay attention to anything I fucking say. That's what customers look like when I say, yeah, I can do that. I just need the GTP minus C solution coming through to my solution. So you get your GTP UT proxy come through and I'll sort that out. Trust me, can you change the APN to my IP address? Yeah, that's the look I normally get. But you guys, for once, you start to pay attention to me. Stop doing that. It becomes scary. And I think you're actually listening to what I'm fucking saying. No one listens to what I fucking say normally. Only my customers listen to what I'm saying because they make money out of me.
Oh, dear.
So anyway.